Are you a business owner looking for real advice and input? You're in the right place. From concept to launch to growth, funding, and beyond. Welcome to Startup Hustle with your hosts. One once sold a business for $150 million. The other, the author of Million Dollar Bedroom. Here are your hosts of Startup Hustle, Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson.
And we're back. Another episode of the Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
What's going on, man? I'm not feeling very good.
Well, we'll get back to that as soon as I... You know what might make you feel better, Matt? Knowing that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io.
That sounds great, but that's not helping me.
You know what might make you feel even better than that?
What?
Going to Instagram and checking out the At Startup Hustle podcast page and seeing all of the joy that we are bringing to our listeners. Did that help?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm not feeling very good.
Well, I brought in an expert today to try to help with that.
I need to go to the doctor, but it's too damn expensive.
I know. Then it's amazing the timing that we have when it comes to these kind of things on the Startup Hustle podcast. So with us today, we have Mike Sobeck, who is the CEO of MedZero. Mike, what's up?
Just here taking care of you guys. That's my mission.
I like that. I like where his head's at. Especially.
I was promised free healthcare.
Yeah. Matt, we'll get right on that because as the co-host of the show, only the best benefits apply for you here. So, Mike, we've recently gotten to know you through Launch KC, which Full Scale, the company that Matt and I own together, have had involvement with. And you are one of the health tech companies that has been initiated or added or whatever we want to say. You are a cohort, which I still...
You're a cohort.
Yeah,
that's a new word, right?
I know. Yeah, it is. It's like, but it's so common with accelerators and launch programs and different stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know if I get it. But anyway, as we get started, why don't you just give us a little background about what you guys do at MedZero?
Yeah, MedZero has created a solution for people to pay their healthcare bills. So very simply, if you go to the dentist or go to the hospital, you have an event, you're in a high deductible healthcare plan, you have a $5,000 deductible, you walk into the hospital and first thing they ask for is a registration of your insurance. And that registration person looks up your policy and basically sees that you'll probably owe $1,200, $1,500. They'll ask you for a form of payment at that point. So the industry has completely changed. What we found is that because of the higher deductible plans, it put a lot of stress on individuals. And what we did was create a solution that allowed an individual to make that payment versus using a 22% credit card or borrowing off their 401k because they only have $500 in their savings account. And over the next 12 months, either pay us directly via payroll deduction or even better, use their health savings account and save up to 30% on that payment. So what we found is there's an opportunity to fill a void in the insurance industry and co-pays, co-insurance. MedZero steps in, completes that process. It's very simple. The individual uses their mobile app to make a MasterCard payment, which is issued by MedZero, pays over the next either 6 or 12 months, saves 30%. That is the core thing that we do.
So how did you get into this? What gave you the idea for this?
It's really my background and partners that I've worked with. I'm a 10-year Sprint employee. I started at Sprint pre-internet, less Sprint. The internet was booming. I was in the broadband side of Sprint. I was an architect there. Learned a lot about different types of applications. Left Sprint, got into banking for 5 years. And then within the banking industry, I learned how to apply internet applications, internet services to the banking industry, which really helped us grow. Spent about 12 years at Store Financial, another company we founded.
Yep.
Which is EML payments today.
You were one of the founders of Store Financial?
I was.
Oh, wow.
Good. And
what's that?
Store Financial, it started off as a gift card platform. Town Center Plaza down the street was our first mall we set up, created some unique technology, which I have a couple patents on. related to selective authorization and how you actually pick stores that you can use a Visa or MasterCard at. That concept we grew throughout North America and Europe. The platform was used by Target, Shell in the Canadian markets.
So if I get a Target gift card, it actually runs through Store Financial?
The Target gift card, the part that we built was related to returning your cell phone and the card that was actually issued back to you. And the reason Target was working with us is because they had store in a store, which means they had Starbucks, they had optometrists, others, and their card wouldn't work. So they were saying, we need a better solution. And the technology that we had created at Store Financial, the multi-retail solution where you can select where the cards use is what they're looking for. So we rolled out all the Target stores. Shell
That's
oil
awesome. Again. Good work for you. Sorry to get you all sidetracked here, but yeah. Well, no, but Store Financial is a great success.
But that makes sense with what, you know, where he's going with MedZero.
Yeah. Because now MedZero is kind of credit card based stuff.
Totally.
Too, so
One of the key things we did at Store was work with UMB Bank and their health services group. And we started issuing payments to providers. We built networks to different hospitals, doctors, and that program grew from $0 to $5 billion in the last couple of years. So it just exploded, right? So MedZero was really an evolution of all these things brought together. We saw that there was a change in the credit industry, you know, in the 2008 through 2009, 2010 timeframe, people's FICO scores were dropping. We went through and did some studies on that. We spent a year really studying the market and found that, people couldn't pay their healthcare bills. The reason FICO scores were dropping is people were defaulting on healthcare payments. People were going bankrupt because of healthcare payments.
Isn't that the number one reason that people declare bankruptcy is related to medical bills?
Absolutely it is, right? And that's where we saw people had a need, right? We didn't know why. And then we started to rise up to 50,000 feet and found deductibles were changing from $250 to $500 to $1,000 to $5,000 today. We just got our renewal and it's like a $6,000 deductible for a family. And
ten years ago, 10 years ago, you could get plans that had no deductible, and that's not even a thing anymore. Like, that's not even an option.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah. Unless you work for the UAW, probably.
I don't even know if they have it, man.
Anymore, right?
Yeah, who knows?
No, it's just hard. Healthcare costs have increased, right? So what we found is there was an opportunity, and the opportunity was to provide cash, provide liquidity into the healthcare system, help people pay now. And once they're empowered with a very simple method to pay via their mobile phone, and this is before Apple Pay when we got into it and Samsung Pay. So we knew the technology was going to be there. We knew that we could bring a solution that if people could use their mobile phone, always had it available 24/7, issue a card, make a payment, we've empowered them. They won't default. You know, a lot of people wait 4 to 6 months to be able to make a payment, or they just won't pay at all. They'll just say, I can't pay this bill, right? And that's where we found there's an opportunity. Provide liquidity, provide funds into the healthcare system. Hospitals get paid instead of seeing a 50% default on their patient payments. They'll get paid today. Hospitals like this solution.
Yeah, I bet.
Right.
And before we get too far into this, and you know, we love it when you're interactive. So whether you're on your phone or you have a browser nearby, go to MedZero.com. That's MedZero.com. You can also check them out on Instagram at MedZeroINC, as in the ink. So by the way, while you're there, you can also watch this episode on our YouTube channel where you can see Matt Watson's beautiful face. Because that's why most people are going there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, make sure you like, subscribe. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Edward Delval, who found our episode on Business Failure 201 on YouTube to be extremely useful and thanked us for sharing. Well, thank you too, Edward. So anyway, back to the show. So there's some stats. Now, I have garnered these from your handout, but 61% of Americans can't afford a $1,000 emergency room visit, but most deductibles are higher than that. So that's like clearly where you guys start.
The disconnect. Yes. That's the gap that we can fill. And if people can pay their bill, they will, but they just don't have the funds available to do it. So they wait.
So how does this end up working? Because right now, if I can't afford to go to the hospital, but I go anyways, ultimately the hospital is the one who takes all the risk because they're owed the money, right? So if somebody's using your product, where does the risk go? They owe you?
Absolutely. MedZero makes the payment to that hospital. So we complete the transaction again, which is why the hospital is very interested in our product and offsetting some of the receivables that they have outstanding. Mm-hmm. For a single hospital, we've talked to many, and they may have tens of millions of dollars in a single year in receivables that are outstanding, right? And so we come in and fill that gap. So absolutely, we make the payment, and then the employee pays us over time.
So when you say the employee, you're partnering with employers to offer MedZero to their staff as an ancillary arrangement as a complementary piece to the existing healthcare plans they have?
Absolutely, to any healthcare plan. So the other thing that we found when we did our year's worth of study and researching this was people have problems trying to figure out what's in network, what's out of network.
Yeah, sure.
Where can I use this product, right? So we overcame that and said, hey, let's make MedZero available everywhere. All providers, all doctors, all dentists, all optometrists, vision, pharmaceutical, pay for the drugs you need. When we had employee meetings, folks really said things like, hey, I have a $600 contact bill. Can I use MedZero? Or they'd say, well, I had to have a root canal and it's $900. Can I use MedZero? So they weren't just asking, to go to the hospital which everybody thinks that's the typical high cost product that's out there today.
Yeah, it could be I need a root canal, but it's just too damn expensive and I desperately need a root canal.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. That
could be a lot of things. Thing.
In fact, usually it's when you're in the chair when they tell you
that. Yeah. I'll loan you a pair of pliers.
Yeah. So the reason I asked my last question is it seems like, you guys potentially taking on some extremely high risk debt, from the people that are using this.
We take on the debt, but what we found is using payroll deductions, it actually eliminates the question of what bill am I going to pay? One of the things that we found when we interviewed CEOs of hospitals, they asked us to bring the hospital payment up on the totem pole in terms of when you're comparing your bills, do I pay my car payment? Do I pay my Time Warner bill? Do I pay for other things? What we found was if we could raise that hospital payment up on the totem pole or maybe even move it beyond to where that's paid first and then you look at the other things that you have to pay, that's where the payroll deduction aspect comes into play, and it substantially reduces the risk related to
are those pre-tax?
Pre-tax. So one of the things that we found is the opportunity to utilize your health savings account, which has a triple tax savings.
I think those are highly misunderstood. The HSA is what he's referring to. Like, how the fuck do those even work? Do you know?
We've been talking about it at StackFi with our insurance renewal, so I'm a little more up to speed on it.
But yeah, but I mean, as far as like the general employee, like I said, the swearing there kind of goes with the frustration that comes with some of that understanding or how that works.
And it's my understanding the way that as an employee I would use it is I like to put $200 a month or whatever into it. And then,
which is a lot.
If I use it, then I use it. Otherwise, the money just kind of sits out.
Yeah, but if you can pay anything pre-tax on your out of your payroll deduction, and you can't then you're saved. That's a 25% savings right there, maybe even more.
But it sounds
that's
like
30.
Yeah, and that's that's real money.
So the problem with the HSA is you have to be very proactive about it. You're like, I don't need to spend this money, but I'm going to set it aside. Where it sounds like maybe you have a solution here that helps people be more reactive. It's like, I don't put anything into my HSA, but now I needed my root canal. Now I owe $1,500. Exactly. Now I can go back and use the HSA, get the tax benefit, and pay MedZero back.
HSA for an individual has a $3,500 maximum that you can contribute on an annual basis. $7,000 for a family, way underutilized. One of our board members is Dennis Triplett, who started the health savings program at UMB. And he really educated us on the process and the value proposition. So he also shared that 15% of the HSAs have zero balance. So people aren't utilizing those. So I was dumbfounded when I got into this. You know, I came in from the transaction world, from card programs, things of that nature. Again, gift card and payments. So when I got in, You need a Medicare card. I can set this up.
We're going to pause the show to take Matt to the hospital for gagging on our. Yeah, and maybe we should talk to Thou Mayest about that. Bo, the coffee is strong. And thank you. I'd like to thank you for that. Sorry.
So where we're at was health savings are very underutilized. Health savings accounts are very underutilized. And MedZero routes a transaction through your health savings account. So by doing that, then the individual receives that 30% benefit. So it's like a coupon that no one ever uses.
Yeah, right? That sounds like a brilliant... It almost seems like a little bit of a blend of an HRA and HSA, because at Stackify, we've had an HRA the last
year. What's that?
Which means...
What's an HRA?
We elected for a higher deductible plan. I don't remember what it was. We'll say it's $5,000. But then the company would pay like $2,000 of that back. But the problem is, it's a huge pain in the ass, because as the employee, I have to get my bills and whatever and then bring them into the company and they get reimbursed for them, which is why it's an HRA, which is a huge nightmare. It's a pain in the ass. And who the hell wants to go through all these explanation of benefits and find this shit and bring it in and whatever?
It's a lot of work.
So nobody uses it.
Right.
But this sounds like a perfect blend of that, of like, it's really an HSA, but then when I do need it, I kind of get a little loan for it, and then I can pay it back down.
You might be able to make a sale right here on the show, Mike.
I think I'm ready for that.
Which we won't fault you for.
How many employees do you guys have?
28.
Well, and let's talk about that for a second, because there's a couple of things. One, I have a question, because this sounds incredibly capital intensive. Like, if you've got, because you got to pay these bills with something, right?
Right. So that's our partner, Sortus Holdings, and a company I had prior to this, Mobile Capital Group. We synced up and saw this is an opportunity. And Paul Brennecke, who is the chairman of Sortus Holdings, his organization had owned a bank in the past. They have a national lending platform, which allows us to be licensed within all the states as a national lender. They also set up debt facilities, which is the funds that we need that we loan out. So we actually do set up a facility. We'll work with a group like Goldman and set up a facility, a $25 million to $100 million facility. Those are the funds that we use to infuse into the healthcare system. Well,
that answers that question. Yeah. Because
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And then, so some of the, what size businesses do you deal with? Like, is a 5-person company too small? Is like,
are you trying to sign up?
Maybe.
We'd sign up you guys in a second.
There you go. We'd like to hear that.
So, what's our sweet spot is really...
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Usually it's 100 person corporation and above. I mean, in a perfect world, we're working with 1,000 employee corporations, because they're the ones that are going to experience the most benefit from this, right? They're probably going to be in a higher deductible plan. 50% of corporations are now promoting, offering higher deductible plans back to their employees. Some, it's the only plan that they have available, right? So smaller corporations, you'll find that they're still in the PPO, HMO world, right? Even though they're high deductibles, it doesn't fit the HSA rules that we have to follow to implement. So what we focus on is those with health savings accounts, and really allow us to optimize the value of the HSA.
So how do you guys make money?
Yeah, I have that same question.
So if you the key thing related to MedZero is loan money at 0% for the employee. That's the number one rule. We take care of the patient. We take care of the employees. There's funds available throughout the system. There's tax benefits that the employer is going to receive by making a contribution to an HSA. Those are funds that become available that can be used to help finance with us. We're finding that providers, hospital side, if you make a cash payment, if you go to websites today and you look at hospitals, they'll say, hey, if you make a cash payment, basically pay before you leave the hospital, they'll give you 10 and sometimes up to 25% of a cash discount for that payment, right? So what we found is that there's funds available within the system that we use to create our financial model with a purpose of taking care of the employee, take care of the patient, help them make that payment because they're the ones that are feeling the pain. And the last thing they need is financial pain to go with it, mm-hmm. right? So we found between that, we also work with Visa, MasterCard. There's merchant fees that we receive a little percentage mm-hmm. of that. And that really translates into the model that we've created that it really finances the solution. Everybody wins in this deal.
But if I signed up my 28 people company, would I pay like $5 an employee per month or something to give them this benefit? Or?
So it's again, it's a percentage of the funds, right? Okay. So it's a percentage.
Only if they use it.
Yeah. And see, that's what's different as well is we're finding that in fact, I just did this analysis over the weekend, a PEPM model, like $4 or $5 per month, versus paying a percentage of when you use it, mm-hmm. we're about one third the cost of the typical PEPM model.
Well, so HSAs, you have to pay every month like $4 or $5 employee or something like that just to have an HSA.
Just to have the account open.
Even if they don't even use it.
Right. And that's we're separate from the HSA. Mm-hmm. We're a funding mechanism. Mm-hmm. We're a payment method, right? And so what we found is if we take a percentage of the funds that are actually paid to the provider mm-hmm. and the employer helps us finance that, everybody wins.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
We're new. So we started, again, we're a startup, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are the startup hustle.
Yeah, so is WeWork, evidently.
Yeah, and Uber. Yeah. Well, until your name becomes a verb, you can be so until you go to the hospital and you go, I'll med zero that. At that point, we've disqualified you.
I bet.
But yeah, and by the way, if you want to go check out launchkc.org, it's a great program. And you know, we had them on. There's actually an episode called Launch KC, but
they have an amazing cohort of companies.
A bunch of three of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we've been working with folks from med tech, clean tech, and health tech. Wait.
Energy?
Fintech.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're literally pushing so many startups through. But the question is, what's a startup? But they actually are going for companies that have a little more traction. And, you know, that's, and by the way, you guys are partnered with Nutera Health. So I want to call out my buddy, Jeremy Tassett, who I went to college with, who's the CEO and guy running that fund over there.
Nutera is fantastic.
Yeah,
they have supported us throughout the whole Launch KC program. It's very exciting. They give us, the doors are always open.
Yeah,
I couldn't ask for anything more from the Tassett family in terms of the time that they're spending
right.
with us. It's significant, and we're learning left and right. Don Peterson's the other guy that's
Don
right.
Don Peterson's a rock star.
Don has great experience in the healthcare industry. Mm-hmm.
I love Don because Don makes me feel like I don't swear that much, which is hard to do. And I really appreciate that. And I've thanked him for that personally. But yeah, Nutera. So what I love about Launch KC, and they kind of pivoted, you know, they used to give out grants, but I love the way that they've restructured their cohorts per se mm-hmm. in order to have a top level partner. So like for you, it's Nutera Capital and they deal with only healthcare companies. So they actually make a small investment in your business and then they have a vested interest in you succeeding. So they're kind of lined up and ready. If you do well, if you pass the tryout or the audition, perhaps they might, you know, I would imagine that could make it a little easier to raise funds.
Absolutely. They have a lot of capital partners.
Yep.
You know, they have surgery centers and hospitals that their core business throughout the nation, right? So 2,800 employees, great model for MedZero, right? I mean, they have a higher deductible plan and it really fit the middle America, maybe skewed upwards because a lot of nurses and medical professionals work for Nutera. But really, they're a model company that really have given us total access to the organization. You know, I have a meeting this afternoon with Nutera and their core group. So
yeah.
Again, it's very exciting. I'm very happy.
I stopped by their office last week and just sat down with Jeremy. I went to KU at one point with him and I hadn't seen him for 25 years until the launch night. And
yes.
I ran into him. I was like, whoa, dude, what's up?
You went to KU?
I did.
You're a Jayhawks fan?
Briefly. Rock chalk, baby. rock chalk. But yeah, that's
I'm a KU grad too.
I didn't graduate. I've been to five colleges and now I'm a junior. I'm very proud of it.
So back to my my question. So where are you guys at on kind of rolling this out to the market?
So we're early in the process, right? And that was part of joining the accelerator. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of hospitals that are working with us. We have an employer down in Texas who jumped on this right away, and he's a manufacturer, as well as organizations in small organizations in central Missouri. So we are new to the market, and we're working with the accelerator to turn on business. We want to turn on businesses throughout Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of why we joined.
Come on, people, let's go. Sign up. Where do they go? Exactly, MedZero.com?
Right. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Come on.
So that's our mission, is to get people excited
and get them on board. So are you at the phase now where we would call this kind of more of a pilot for the next 90 days or something? Or kind of where are you at then?
Just drive business, right? I mean, we're in sales mode.
Or have you already got it, kind of done the pilot? Now you're ready for the next phase?
We're moving to the next phase.
Next phase,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Technology platform's all set up. We probably spent 2 years building that, right? All the software and things.
And you thought it would take 6 months.
Well, I'm an engineer, so you know, I said it may take 4 years, right? But we did it in two. But a lot of the technology, again, it brought a lot of the ideas from Store Financial, a lot of the platform. Again, we started the company with me as chief technology officer. I'm an engineer, so I know how to build those things. We brought in some excellent support from Garmin. We had a couple guys that had designed and built the software platform related to Garmin Watch, right? So Kansas City's got some core technology people that we were able to bring on board with us that helped us. Our chief architect from Store Financial, he had moved to a different position, but he kind of helps us on the side. So he set up our MasterCard processing capabilities that we have today. So we're able to utilize people here in Kansas City. We've also outsourced to Mexico. We've actually, you know, we've used some outsourced people similar to what Full Scale could do for us as well, right?
Well, you do have a $10,000 credit from Launch KC.
We're going to jump on that. That's right. We're going to jump.
Well, that's how we participate. And by the way, you know, if you're listening, this Launch KC is not just for Kansas City companies. Like
yeah.
We were when
that's amazing companies like California.
Yeah,
that are here.
Well, three of them were in the clean tech show, and if you go a little further down the feed, it'll be a few weeks back from when this comes out, but you know, we talked to a company that was when we went to TechCrunch, we visited the other cohorts that were from San Francisco, and that was really interesting and doing a lot of cool stuff. But you can go to launchkc.org and apply.
But the point is, those companies come to Kansas City because we have companies like Natero and Black & Veatch and NBKC, which are leaders in the industry.
Correct.
For those startups to come here and be in their, you know, cohorts and incubator, like Black & Veatch is a world-class company, right? And so anybody who can come here and be partnered with Black & Veatch, like, would be stupid not to.
Right.
There were some incredible companies that were coming through LaunchKC.
You know what surprised me is people actually got on board with being on the podcast faster than they did with using their free $10,000 at Full Scale.
Yeah.
And they're coming on board with that too, but everyone was really excited to come on the show, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it is very cool what you guys are doing.
Well, I think this is such a cool and unique offering, and I always love it when people find a niche, right? It seems like you really found a niche and a problem that needed to be solved. So are there other people that do this?
There's others in the marketplace, absolutely, right? You know, again, you could use your credit card to make a payment.
Sure.
But what's it cost you versus, you know, the value proposition, right? And so what we found is, people hadn't connected the dots, and that's my background. I was a planner at Sprint. My job is to have a vision and see things that can connect together that will differentiate and create a new service model, right? And so first thing we found is where the problems were in the market, right? You know, we learn real fast by interviews and seeing that the people who are being financially injured, basically, right? You know, from not having the funds available to pay their bills. And then we translated that into, let's create a problem. And the idea was insert funds that'll help people pay their bills. So the next thing was we looked at models that were out there today, right? Lending Club and others that were in the market that were doing alternative lending. And a lot of those were web-based, right? You know, people are going to the internet to borrow funds. Banking industry was basically saying, hey, go get a credit card, which again, that fits the 22% model, which is a bad solution. What we found is focus upon employers and fill that void, right? And so that the other thing that we found is if we use the payroll system, if we plug in the health savings accounts platform, we tie a lot of things together and use a messaging protocol to link these different systems that normally hadn't been connected together, then we had a solution. So 4 years ago, the first thing I did was write a patent on the process.
That's what I was going to ask you, if you have any way to...
Pending. It's
pending. There's something that I think that we haven't mentioned here. So you talk about deductibles rising when it comes to health insurance. Now, on some level, you have to sell this to the people that work for you too. And one of the ways that I think you could handle that objection is through something like MedZero, where they say, well, the deductible's high. And so, yeah, we understand that. That's what we have to do in order to give the kind of coverage that we give. But if you do have to make payments within that deductible, we're partnered with a company called MedZero who does zero interest financing on that, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, that there's a little, I think there's, I would imagine that something like this would quell the fear.
Well, it helps a little you bit. Finance that max out of pocket potentially.
It's yeah, the safety it, yeah. net. People need right. a safety net and they'll move to a higher deductible plan, right? Yeah. Employees have to adopt it. That's in the end.
It's hard to provide insurance for people because everyone has different needs. Like you have people that are, you know, that are older and they have a different set of needs than someone that's 30 and, you know, who's has a wife that's going to have three kids while they're working for you. And it's a different set of needs. And so it's difficult sometimes to find an insurance plan that you can get some universal acceptance to across your employee base. I've been through this a bunch of times. Like I literally at one point when I owned the ticket company, we didn't even have enough employees. I didn't even need to provide insurance, but everyone needed something different or wanted something different. So I just started providing an allowance. It's like, y'all need to go find what you need and figure it out. But it was a real pain in the butt. And a lot of it had to do with deductible.
Well, that's where, you know, the brokers, the benefits experts come into play. You know, those are some of the partners that we would distribute through, right? Through, those entities that have a relationship with the companies today who a company's saying, hey, here's Lockton. You're my benefits expert. Give me options on how we can fill this gap that we're starting to see with our insurance plans. And that's where MedZero comes into play, right? Is to provide that safety net, provide a solution that individuals can move from the PPO plan, which may cost them more, over to a higher deductible plan and then have MedZero available. If something happens, they can pay over time versus paying, versus not paying at all. Right.
Yeah. I think it makes it a little easier to accept the higher deductible.
Matt, there's a statistic that I'm not sure if you're aware of. People that play mixtape regularly have much lower healthcare needs.
Wow.
It's due to laughter and enjoyment. So I think we should probably play.
Good idea.
Mike, have you played mixtape before?
I haven't.
Okay.
You can go Surprise. To Surprise.
Mixtape. Well, we have to have three to play. When someone sits in for you, I mess out on mixtape because I can't play.
I'm sorry.
Now with the mixtape app that's coming out, you can play with two people. That's right. It's got a tiebreaker option in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Game changer, right? So mixtapethegame.com. So I've pulled a card out of the mixtape deck. I'm going to name a scenario and we're all going to name a song that we think goes well with it. And then we will vote for who the winner is. You may not vote for yourself.
Do we get a list of songs? Is this an ABC choice?
You got to just kind of come up with something. The app will do that, which makes it.
I'm excited for that.
I know. It's soon. I was playing it again. It's getting there. All right. The first date you've been on in 5 years, what song do you play that captures your excitement? Am I allowed to say Me So Horny again? Are you waiting for that?
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
I'm going to not use that because I don't want to reuse my own, but it's, yeah, maybe.
And Fuck You by CeeLo Green is out.
We've banned that one.
Okay.
It's out of play. Sorry. I got to think of a new song because, yeah.
So I've got one.
All right.
I did study this a little bit before I got
there. He was prepared.
Yeah. So, you know, SiriusXM has been playing Dave Matthews for the last 3 months over the summer, right?
Yeah.
So my song would be Two Step.
There you go.
Yeah. Going a Day. It's a great song.
Right? I'm going really with Let's Get It On by Barry White.
Oh, God. I'm just going to vote for that. I'm done.
You're not even going to vote? Is that a mic drop right
I'm
there?
I'm just done.
That is that like a drop. Mic drop victory?
Boom. I dropped the egg.
All right. Well, there we go.
You win.
Yeah. That's like a walk-off home run.
That was too easy, actually.
Let's get it on.
Man, should have went with me, so horny.
I would have won either way. I just, you know, it doesn't stop. I just like unlimited ammo when it comes to mixtape the game. So anyway, yeah. All right. So Mike, as we begin to finalize this episode, first off, I like what you're doing.
Thank you.
For those listening, go to medzero.com. You can check them out at Medzero Inc. on the gram. While you're there, go to Startup Hustle Podcast. Throw us a follow. Say a few nice things. We'll say a few nice things back to you. We've been ending our shows with the founder's freestyle. And you're a founder of the company as well, right?
Yes.
Well, pretty much anyone applies to this. We'll give temporary founder status if needed. We could grant that if needed, right, Matt?
Yeah, sure.
So you get to basically freestyle here. You get to give any type of advice, input. You can really say about whatever you want. You could read the Gettysburg Address if that's how you chose to spend your time. So you can go ahead and let it rip.
Well, I think our core message is there's an opportunity that didn't exist in the past, right, to help people with paying their deductibles, to pay for insurance, their health insurance plans. Don't feel stressed. All right? And MedZero is a solution that we've brought to the market through an employer that could offer it as part of your health insurance plan to make that payment. So a lot of people today are basically being injured from the health insurance industry and the things that had been introduced on a high deductible plan. So the industry didn't introduce that. I guess it became a solution that helped keep premiums low. And so I guess the key message from us is MedZero provides that solution. We want to bring it to the market. We want Kansas City employers and nationally employers to jump on board. Our partner is located out in Portland. So we're looking at West Coast opportunities. Our chief operating officer is in Denver. We see opportunities in the Denver market. We receive calls from folks all over. Galveston, Texas is an employer that's jumped on board with us, a group down south. So it's a national program. We want to help people pay their bills, solutions into the market now, and we're ready to bring employers on board. So thanks, you guys, for giving us this opportunity today and jump in.
And just to clarify, what does somebody have to do to be eligible? They have to have an HSA, or is that not required?
Not required. Their employer needs to participate with us. So,
okay.
So the key aspect is
you have to have a job. You have to have insurance. Have
a job, and that's how we minimize our risk related to the program. That's why we can offer a 0% mm-hmm. solution, because we know you have a job. And we're working with your employer. So
okay.
We're ready to go.
So as the employer, would I be somewhat responsible for this debt?
Nope.
No.
That's our job, right? Okay. And that's what's different related to this. We've taken on the risk, but we've identified a model that allows everyone to participate. Employers can offer this as a benefit compared to the things that they have today, which you know aren't as friendly. And so we wanted to bring a new solution to the market.
It's very cool.
Master Watson, would you like to freestyle?
No.
Really?
No.
So your freestyle with questions?
Yeah.
By the way, I've come up with a startup rap name for myself. I'm going to be known as Five Commas.
Oh.
Yeah. I was thinking if we're freestyling, I got to have a cool name. So I'm going with Five Commas, not even four.
Okay.
Not even Trace.
Okay.
Is that a trillion? I don't even know how many five commas would be.
Five commas.
Quadrillion.
Or is it a zillion?
It's a quadrillion.
Got to aim high, right? Right. I mean, you know, for my freestyle in the end, I think what I'd like to say is if you're trying to get something started up, go look for things like Launch KC. And there's a ton of stuff, you know, and it keeps popping up. And And a lot of these organizations keep revising their approach. You know, LaunchKC at one point was giving away grants, which I thought was just okay. And most people look at grants, they're like, yeah, but I got free money. Would you rather have the money and also have like a top level partner that made that money a hell of a lot smarter? And that's what companies like Newterra Capital are doing with MedZero and other companies that are in that cohort. So you've created this team and this community environment that is all structured around you being successful, not just like a hit it and quit it kind of thing with a check where it's there and it's gone. And that's useful. But I mean, really that's why we participated at Full Scale when it came to LaunchKC is knowing that the businesses that were being selected for the accelerator had guidance partnership. They had, you know, they were vetted, they were screened, and they weren't just a concept. And that really made a lot of sense to us. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that can help you. But the thing is if you don't get out there and try, if you don't apply, like you might, like, here's the thing is MedZero is accepted to this one. Who knows? They might have applied to 10 others and not been accepted, but you got to get your name out there. I mean, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to apply and they say no.
Right.
Keep doing it over and over and over. Kind of like I went at Mixtape over and over.
Yeah. And over. We're going to have to go back to playing Rochambeau.
Is that Mixtape fixed? What's the deal?
Is it fixed? No. I mean, God, I've played a lot of it. I've actually, like, here in the deck, for those of you watching on YouTube, like, I've had to separate the cards we've been using because I kept pulling the same cards. I'm looking forward to the app episode when we're ready and we're going to.
Well, I'll be in Cebu in 2 weeks, so I'm going to play some Mixtape.
Dude, they have it there. We're engaging a broad beta test. We've created some mixtape teams, and we're doing a whole lot of stuff with it. So I'm going to get back to figuring out, you know, no, Mixtape is not fixed. There's so many that I haven't even gotten to yet. So much time. So I'm going to get to working on that. See you guys next time.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Startup Hustle with Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit startuphustle.xyz. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Startup Hustle.